Okay, let's so I'll turn to Revelation chapter 21. We're going to jump around Revelations not too much today, just a little bit. We're going to start in chapter 21, verse 3. We're going to go 3 through 7 to start off with. For the reading of God's Word, would you please stand if you can? And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the foundation of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." You may be seated. Sorry, usually I'm very nervous up here. Today is not the case. Today I'm terrified. It's not because of the crowd. It's not because it's been a while. It's because of the sermon that he's given me. Paul normally talked about a thorn in his side. This is mine.
Preach.
I actually ran away from God because of this. A lot of people thought it was our previous pastor. It was not that. It was what he preached. It terrifies me. So, I apologize. I will try to stay in one piece.
You can do it.
So, starting. This is about the new heaven. This is about the homecoming. Which the name of the sermon today is The Good, The Bad, The Homecoming.
Good.
So we're going to start with good. I like good news first. So we're going to start with the good news. The best news here is in verse 4. It says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Now, when we die, we're going to have one of two places to go. This is the good one. Right. This is heaven.
Yep.
The Creator, which made us, made the heavens and earth. He says, "I am Alpha and Omega." And right before he says that, he says, "It is done." To the fountain of life. When earth has passed. He tells us these things. But right before he tells us these things, he wants to go ahead and let us know that he will be the one wiping away our tears.
Mm-hmm.
He will be the one taking away our sorrow, taking away death.
Right, sure.
So, deep breath. I want you to remember these things as I go on, because that's the good part of it.
Amen.
He also tells us that he shall be our God, and we shall be his son.
Amen.
Or daughters, whichever the case may be. So we're going to go back a little bit into Revelation chapter 20. I'm going to try to get through verse 9 and 10. This is the bad. This is part of the bad. "And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And the fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beasts and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." I'm going to jump back to chapter 21, and we'll read verse 8. "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and the idolaters, and all their lies shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So, it's telling us in verse 9 and 10, of chapter 20, what's going to happen? We're going to be burning if you choose hell. There is, yes, you have a choice.
Amen.
You're going to burn in hell with the devil and all of the false prophets. The devils, his angels, his fallen angels, all of those, and they will torment you forever.
Yep.
And ever. Don't forget that last ever.
Amen.
It doesn't stop. It's also the part that terrifies me. Verse 8 in chapter 21, there's something very specific it tells you. It tells you that everyone that doesn't choose life, they choose death. They don't choose it just once, they choose it twice. Because it tells you they will take part in the lake that which burneth with fire and brimstone forever, which is considered the second death.
Mm-hmm.
The second death is not dying a second time, it's a separation from God.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That in itself is terrifying, because the person that created us wants to be with us. We have that choice to be with him.
Right.
That choice, it's a simple choice whether you believe it or not.
Amen.
All you have to do is you have to give your life to the Lord.
Amen.
People talk about selling their souls to the devil. You don't essentially sell your soul to the devil. The moment you sin, your soul's already given. You freely give it to him.
Yeah. Right.
Now, your soul has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
So, the only thing you have to do is accept that. You're already done. He owns you. It's all you have to do is take that gift.
Right.
If you don't take that gift, instead of having your tears wiped away and not dying a second time, you don't have that separation from God. You have that eternal forever and ever with the Lord.
Right.
And all of the beauty and the glory and the calmness. You get such a spiritual understanding with him.
Right.
All you have to do is accept him, though.
Man.
So, I think I made it through this.
Doing good.
So, we have to remember that these things are all, we have a homecoming. It's mm-hmm. whether we die or he comes back for us. We have a homecoming. It's one that's never going to end.
Amen.
Terrifies the daylights out of me because there's no second chance.
Amen.
Your only chances are here on earth and you're never given another day. You yes. never know.
Go ahead.
Not guaranteed. So you have to remember he might be talking to you today. He might not. He might be talking to someone else, but understand that there's a reason that he gives us the words that he gives us. He gives us them for the one instead of the many. He might have just one person in mind today. I don't know. A good example for this is, praise the Lord, my daughter's still here. yesterday we had a family day and we went out to the park. And daughter's obsessed with water. So I think you know where this is going.
Yep.
We went out to the park, went to Lake George. We're having fun. She decides she's going to run. She goes from 0 to 100 in like 0.3 seconds. So she goes off. I catch her. Thank goodness she's about to take a leap off the ledge, which I feel like what I'm doing today. And then we get down by the water a little closer. And she's just sitting there playing. She's sitting on a rock next to me, and my stupid self being me. I'm going to try to take a picture. Yeah, by the time I put my phone in my pocket again, there she is in the water. 2 years old, she has 1 foot in the water. Next thing I know, she's diving in or tripping. I don't know which one. Either way, face planted in. You see her go down for a moment. You see her come back up. You see her go back down. By that time, I'm waist deep in the water about to get her. My wife and my daughter's right behind me. My wife and my son's right behind me. Now, I'm not thinking, one, my mind's not set on them at all. My mind's set on my daughter and trying to save her. Because I want her to be with me.
Man,
it scared the daylights out of me, and it scared the daylights out of my wife. She was terrified. She didn't know whether she should jump or she should just stay. But my daughter went in, terrified us both. I forgot about the rest of my family and focused on the one.
Yeah.
The Lord has that same mindset.
Yeah.
He wants that one over the many. Or he'll leave the many for that one. I apologize. He wants to save every one of us. He always gives us a chance. It says he stands at the door and he knocks.
Yes.
All right, Mom.
Whether or not he's knocking on your door today is something between you and him. I do not know. He does not know. None of us knows. Only the Lord and yourself knows.
Amen.
Quite frankly, you might end up like me with white knuckles up here. You're fighting it. Okay. So, my last thought here today is to remind you that you have a choice. Your choice is either heaven or hell, good or the bad. Either way, you're having a homecoming.
Yeah.
And it's never ending.
Yes.
That's the end of the road, period. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it.
Yep.
So my question here today is the Lord talking to you? Do you feel that tug on your heart? If you do, there's many people here, any leaders that will come and talk to you. If you come and ask us, we will explain things. We will try to help you through it. My statement is, we're willing. We want to. We want to see you to come to the Lord. That is the purpose of why we do what we do, is to grow the family of Christ. So if he's pulling on your heartstrings today, please come talk to one of us. We will help you. We will try to get you through it. At this time, I will turn it over to Dennis.